Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministry. And we are so excited today to be back on our radio broadcast on today. We're going to just have a scripture. We're going to get ready for our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer today. So we're going to have our doxology first. Amen, amen, amen. Amen. We give God praise and glory today, and we honor him. We praise him and honor him in the beauty of his holiness. We're going to have a song for our devotion. And we give God praise today. Just bear with me. I've been fighting in the spirit today. Yes, Lord, we praise you. We give you praise. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. Go somewhere else. But I tell you one thing, God is an awesome God, and he's a holy God. So I give God praise on today, and I give him worship on today.
Just let your worship right there in this moment.
Yes, God, we thank you. We praise you today.
God, all that I am inside my heart, oh, your good gift set me on fire, set me on fire.
Come on.
All that I am inside my heart, oh, your skin set me on fire, set me on fire. Here I am, God, all wide open. Pouring out my life, gratefully broken. All of the name, you're my love. Oh, strong to the end, you will be. Your hope is in me, you won't be. You will be with me. Here I am, on wide open. Here I am, here I am, I'm wide open, now I'm wide open, pouring out my life, gratefully broken. Thank you.
Amen. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 119, starting at the 105th verse. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgment. I am afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word, except I beseech thee. The free will offering of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me thy judgment. My soul is continually in my hand, yet do I not forget thy law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I the heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform thy statutes always, even until the end. I hate vain thoughts, but thy law do I love. Thou art my hiding place and my shield. I hope in thy word. Depart from me, ye evildoers, for I will keep commandments of my God. Uphold me according unto thy word, that I may live, and let me not be ashamed of my hope. Hold thou me up, and I shall be safe. I will have respect unto thy statutes continually. Thou hast trodden down all them that err from thy statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. Thou puttest away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore I love thy testimonies. My flesh trembleth for fear of thee, and I am afraid of thy judgment. I have just read you from Psalms 119, from verse 105. To verse 120. May God really add a blessing. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come today, God, just confessing and repenting and asking your forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. First of all, God, we come right now binding in the strong man. Lord, we bind the strong man from our lives today. We bind the strong man from this radio broadcast. We bind the strong man from our minds today. We bind up the strong man and every demonic force that go along with it. I right now bind up every witch. I bind up every warlock. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every psychic. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bind you up with every authority and power that God has given me. I bind you up. I cast you out. I command you to go in the name of Jesus. And every chant that you are chanting against this radio broadcast, against my life, in the name of Jesus, I ask God right now to let it be like a boomerang and come right back in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you right now to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost will increase and minister to us on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I ask you to bless everyone up under the sound of my voice. And I ask the Holy Ghost to take over and take control and let your power fall on this afternoon in the name of Jesus. Let your power fall, God. Let your anointing fall, God. In the name of Jesus, we need you today. And we can't make it without you. In the name of Jesus, bless up this worship service and bless every ear that's listening. In the name of Jesus, and bless up every heart that's listening. In the name of Jesus, and we'll be careful today to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. We just give God praise. We give God praise. We give him praise on today. We give God praise today. I just thank and praise God on today for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast on today. I am so full today. I'm just full in this moment. Some things happened today, and I just give God praise on today. He is an awesome God. He's a holy God. He's a mighty God, and I'm just here to let you know how good God is. God is a good God. Mary's baby is a good God. My shepherd is a good God. I just thank him. In the name of Jesus, I just thank the rose of Sharon. I thank the lily of the valley. I thank the bright and morning star. I give him praise on today. Nobody like the Lord. Nobody can do what God can. I just thank him today for wrapping his ever-loving arms around me and protecting me. I give God praise on today, and I give him glory. I'm just testifying today how good God is. I just thank him right now. I could have been dead, sleeping in my grave, but God made old death behave. I just thank God on today. He is a right now God. He is a true and living God. I give God praise and I give him glory today. In the name of Jesus, he is an awesome God. If I tell you he is, he is. And I thank God today when I can tell you just what he did today for me. I give him praise, and I know he with me every step of the way. In the name of Jesus, I just give him praise. I can't help it. I can't help but give God the praise. He is an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And I thank God, thank God, I thank God. And don't ever think that God don't know what's going on in your life. When I tell you whatever concern you, concern God, God had a lady to call me today that don't know me, and I don't know her. I was up all night suffering with my heart. This lady called me today through Apostle Rachel. And she told me, she said, it's a witch that's messing with you, messing with your heart, playing with your heart. And I'm going to describe her to you. She said she's short and heavy set and have blonde hair. She said, do you know who it is? I said, yes, ma'am. She said, I don't know you, and you don't know me. But I'm getting ready to pray because God told me to. She said, the lady sees, the witch sees the elevation that's coming up on you, and she's trying to stop it, but it's already done. In the name of Jesus, I just give God praise. He has got people everywhere, and he sent people everywhere. And when she got through praying for me, she told me to put my hand on my head. She said, you ain't going crazy. She playing with your mind. But that's over now. Hallelujah. That's over now. How you ever see? In the name of Jesus. She said, put your hand on your chest. Because she been messing with your heart all night. That's over. How you ever see? In the name of Jesus. She said, put your hand on your stomach. In the name of Jesus. That's over. Hallelujah. And I thank God on today for sending somebody in the name of Jesus, sending somebody to pray for me. If you just depend on Jesus, he'll do it every time. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise, and I'm testifying what happened to me all night last night and this morning. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise. I'm so grateful. I'm so grateful. I'm grateful today. And I give God glory today. And I give him honor today. God is such a good God. Hallelujah. And I thank God today. All night last night, my heart was doing a thing. I'm dancing all out my chest. I had to get up off the bed in the name of Jesus. I'm trying to see what's wrong. And 4 days this morning, God sent somebody. And I thank God today for the people of God. I thank God. Hallelujah.
I thank him today for strength in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. So I give God praise on today, and I give God glory on today. He's an awesome God, y'all. We ought to love him just where we are. We ought to just love God and for all the good things, all the blessings that he's done for us. He's just a good God. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. I didn't mean to take up so much time, but this is how things been going on today. And I give him praise. And I give him glory. He steps right in for me. And I give, especially when I'm obedient to his word, I give God praise. Hallelujah. And I give him glory. Do we have any more testimonies on today? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, God. Yes, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. This lady prophesied to me for a half hour. I just thank God. Didn't even know her name. Didn't even know where she come from. Out of California somewhere. But God got people all over. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. Yeah, 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 yeah. You don't have to ask nobody. You don't have to say nothing. God already know who you are and what you need. God is so awesome. She said, you pick your friends. Don't let nobody walk up on you. A woman just came to me yesterday. Hallelujah. She said, no, you pick your friends. And the first thing that comes to your mind, the first thing that God give you, that's what it is. In the name of Jesus. So I don't need no friends. I just need God. In the name of Jesus, I thank God on today. I give God glory, hallelujah, how this lady hunted me down. She went through some people to get to me. She ain't never seen me, and I ain't never seen her. That's how God will get you a word when he wants you to have a word in the name of Jesus. So I just love him. I just love God. I love God because he first loved me. I give him praise on today. And I give God glory. Hallelujah. Don't never doubt God, because God is going to do it for you. God going to do it for you. I don't care what's coming and what may happen and all this stuff. If you under the blood, if you seeking God with a whole heart, if you love the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul and with everything that you got, you already covered them. I don't care what happened. God got you in the palm of his hands in the name of Jesus. I just thank God on today. Hallelujah. I thank God. Hallelujah. Is there any more testimonies today? Hallelujah. Yes, God. We'll have another song then. And I'll go to the word of God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
But every moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make way as you have done so many times. Rolling door and open door, I stretch my hand. Come rescue me. I need you right when I need you. I need you now.
Father, we just thank you now, Lord. We thank you for just being with us, Lord. We thank you for the anointing. Lord, I ask you to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, Lord, and teach us today this word that you've given us, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, bless our ears, bless our hearts, bless our minds, that we may focus on you on today in the name of Jesus. And we'll be careful today to give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen. 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 And praise the Lord. We're going to be talking about, my scripture is from Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. Mark chapter 12, verses 41 through 44. And this is a subject that I try to stay away from, is money. But God just, he kept on bringing it up last night and yesterday and bringing it back and bringing it back. So I have to be obedient to the Lord. I'm so grateful today, for he is so awesome. He is awesome on today, and I thank the Lord for it. So verse 41 says, and Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow woman, a widow, and she threw into two mites, which made a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples and said unto them, verily I say unto you, that this poor widow have cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all of her living. That's the word of God for the people of God. So when Jesus has sit opposite of the treasure, or the offering, he was watching how the crowd threw their money into the treasury. And many rich people threw in large sums of money. But this poor widow woman came and threw in two mites, which made up half a farthing. And he called his disciples and said to them, "This is the truth, I tell you. This poor widow woman has thrown in more than any of the people who threw money into this treasury today. For all of them threw in their contributions out of their abundance. But she, out of her lack, has thrown in everything she had, all she had to live on." And that's what God looks at. Sometimes we have money and we give, we put money in. But when you can give money out of your lack, out of, you don't have but a little bit. And when you give out of that little bit, God is more pleased with you giving out of your lack, out of your little bit or whatever you have. It, you know, whatever you give out of it. And then, too, God watches your heart. When you give, people be saying, "Shoot, I don't want to put this money here because, you know, I don't have but this much, and I was going to go buy me these shoes I was looking at." And God listening to you and looking at your heart. But when you give, it has to be a cheerful giving. You have to want to give. It's a blessing to be able to bless. And I'm not talking about giving me. I'm talking about giving to God, giving to the church or to the ministry, not to Deborah, not to Apostle Dean, to the ministry, so, or to the church. But God watches us. You know, back in those days, right there where they give, this is in the temple, between the court of the Gentiles and the court of the women, there was a gate called Beautiful. And it may well be that Jesus had gone to sit quietly and kind of meditate by the gate, where the gate is. But it was like attention of the court of the Gentiles and the discussions of the people that was in there, they was discussing. But in the court of the women, there was a lot of different collection boxes or offering plates to put money offering plates, so we'll know what they are. But they were like, they were boxes, and they was built like trumpets because of the shape. They were built like trumpets, and you just throw money in. They had, like, we got a building fund, and we got a poor saint offering or whatever, or ushers offering, whatever they have. And these women, people was putting contributions in these different boxes. But many of the people threw in a quite considerable contribution. They threw in a lot. But then this widow woman came, and she threw in all she had. She didn't have but two little pennies. That's all she had was two little pennies. But she put that in. Time when we do go to church, sometimes we'll have $2. And they'll be asking for money, and you go up there and put your last two in there or your last this in there or whatever it is, and God will see that. God see your heart. He see what you're doing. He know what you have and you don't have. He's trying to see if you're going to do it when he say do it. And he know that that's all you got is $5, and you don't have no change.
And you're not going to take $5 up there and say, give me three back. You're going to put the $5 in. So God, and then you got to be in a frame of mind to where you want to bless the ministry. You want to bless the church with the $5. You got to be in the right frame of mind for the Lord to even accept your offering. Because if you go up there with a wrong heart and a wrong mind, not wanting to put it in, or if you go up there, you know you got $200,000, you're going to put in $100,000and with your head up in the air and all this kind of stuff and your chest stuck out, filled with pride and ego, putting that money in that offering plate to God. You got to be humble when you give. You got to want to bless when you give. You can't go up there giving any kind of way, because it's an art to the way you give to God. It's an art to giving. It's an art. We can't do this, because all the time it don't have to be money. It could be time. It could be talent. But God wants you to give out of whatever you have, out of your bond, not out of your bondage, but yeah, out of your bondage, but out of your time and out of your talent. It could be whatever it is. God accepts it. He know what we have. So the woman went up there and she gave all she had. All that she had, she gave. So that's how we have to be. We have to be one that want to give. And he'll bless you. When I tell you God will bless you, he will. And I thank God today. Sometimes I had to sell stuff to do for the church and do things. I know God probably didn't want me to do it, but I sacrificed. I gave till I didn't have nothing else to give. I gave. If I couldn't do nothing but buy a pack of hot dogs and give them away to people on the church grounds, that's what I did. I gave out of whatever I had. I didn't have too much, but what I did have, I gave. And I thank God today. I thank God that I stored up. Hallelujah. I put stuff up. Yes, God, I thank God today. And we have to be just like the widow woman. A lot of times real giving is sacrificial giving. Real giving. You know, the woman just gave out of what she had. She knows she couldn't do too much with two pennies or whatever it was, but she could give it to the Lord. And that's what she did. Sometimes you have to put your money to the side and say, this for God, or this whatever. Don't get me wrong. I'm not asking for money. I'm saying I'm doing this for God. I'm preaching this word that God gave me. Believe me. And the way to be blessed by God is to give. That's the way to be blessed. The way to be blessed. Real giving has a certain recklessness in it. That means you just give. Huh? You just give. You don't think about it, because if you thinking about it, you're going to change your mind. But if you just give, if you just give, God, you can't beat God giving. The more you give, the more he going to give to you. I don't care whatever it is. It could be time and whatever it is. It could be your talent. You can't beat God giving. And I thank God today. He done showed me over and over. I don't care what you do. I don't care what you give. You can't beat me giving. You can't outdo me in giving. I own everything. I own the cattle. I own the hill. I own the silver. I own the gold. Everything here I made, and I own it. It's mine. And I can beat you giving. So the more you give, the more I'm going to give unto you. If we look at it like that and we claim it like that, we decree and declare it like that, I'm giving it in the name of Jesus. So in my mind, run back. When the widow woman didn't have nothing but a little meal in a barrel, and she was finna and some elf to make some cold cake and some bread with, she was getting ready. She didn't have nothing else, her and her son. So she was getting ready to eat that. and died, cooking and eating and died because she didn't have nothing else. But Elijah, God sent Elijah to this widow woman. And he went there and he said, if you would cook me this bread, God gonna bless you. Well, it was hard, I'm sure it was hard, to sacrifice and know her and her son and have nothing else to eat. But she did do it. And then the little boy took sick and died. But Elijah came right there and laid his body to the little boy. And the boy got up and lived. So I thank God today for the things that God do when we make a sacrifice. In my mind runs back when he healed the woman with the issue of blood, had this issue of blood 12 long years, and spent all the money she had on physicians and different things. But Jesus, I'm saying Jesus was in the crowd of so many people, and this woman just went by him. She didn't even have to touch him, but she touched him with her spirit touched him to be healed. And he said, who touched me? She wasn't even nowhere close to him because she couldn't get close to him. But she touched him, and that blood stopped. That stitch stopped. God, she was healed from the top of her head to the soles of her feet. That blood dried up. And I thank God today that he is a healer. I thank God that if you just depend and believe on God, that he'll heal you. God has healed so many people without touching his hand, putting his hand on them. Away from afar, I know he healed me. I know he healed me. He healed me. And I thank him today. And we got to know that when we trust in the Lord, when we sacrifice for the Lord, he'll show up and he'll show out. In the name of Jesus, I give God praise and I give him glory on today. Ain't nobody can do you like Jesus. You know that. Can't nobody do the things for you that Jesus do. I give God praise. It was this man at the pool of Bethesda that had three or four porches where people, sick people with diseases would lay out. And when the angels come trouble the water, in the name of Jesus, they'll wait for somebody to put them in the water so they can be healed. But Jesus knew that this man had been laying there for 38 long years and waiting on somebody to put him in the water after angels have troubled the water. And Jesus said, he approached the man and said something to him, and the man said, I have nobody to put me in the water. The man said, and Jesus said, get up and be healed. He said, stand up and be healed. I know the man was healed, and that probably wasn't exactly what he said, but I'm just off the top of my head from studying. I'm not looking at a piece of paper. I'm not looking in the Word of God, but I'm looking into my heart where I studied, and the Holy Ghost bringing it back to my remembrance. But if you give, if you sacrifice, if you do it, God will bless you. He'll bless you. And I tell you, he done it so many times. And I thank God on today for all the things that he's done for his people. I thank God on today for all those things that he's done. I don't care. He looked beyond our faults, everything that we need. He looked beyond that, and he see our needs. I thank God today. We're not always right. We don't always do what God say do. But God say, if you give, I give it, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And I thank God on today. I give God praise on today. But he also said, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching to his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And I just thank God today and that he sent his only begotten son in the mighty name of Jesus. Sacrificed his son and he gave his son to die for me. And I thank God on today and that he did this for us and that we may have a right to the tree of life. And I give God praise that our name in the Lamb's book of life. I thank God that he sacrificed and Jesus did not come down from the cross. He gave up his life for us. And I thank him on today. And I give him praise now. And I give him glory. And I give God praise for everything that he's done for me. And I give God praise for everything that he's doing. And I don't care about giving them. Y'all, I'm not asking for money for me. But I'm telling you what God said. He sacrificed Jesus. And we got to sacrifice him and give to the church. Give to the ministry in the name of Jesus. I'm not nobody to ask for a tithe. But you know, when you give to God, you can't beat him giving. And I thank God we'll never be able to beat God giving him because he gave Jesus and we can't top that. We can just give out of whatever we have. And I thank God on today. I give God glory on today. I magnify his holy name today. I thank God. Hallelujah. I give him glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just thank God. I give God praise today. He's a mighty God, a mighty, mighty God. In the name of Jesus, I thank him today. And I give him glory. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into our altar call, our altar prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for today. We just thank you for today, for the word, God. We thank you for your word. You say when you send your word, your word heals and your word delivers. And your word set us free, Lord. We want to be set free, God. And we want to be delivered, Lord. And we want your word, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, your word, God, and in the name of Jesus, I give God praise for the word of God. And in the name of Jesus, the word is God. And in the beginning was the word, and the word was God, and the word is still God. And I thank God today for the word, for his holy word. And I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for being set free. Father, I ask you today to cover everyone under the sound of my voice in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you, Lord, to cover them, Lord. And I don't care where they are, Lord. And I don't care what they're doing, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, they could be in the crack house, Lord. And I'm asking you to cover them wherever they are. And in the name of Jesus, oh, yadaba kandidi andarosi. In the name of Jesus, cover my family, cover my husband, cover my friends, cover my sisters and brothers, cover their families. Lord, cover those that don't know you in the partner they sin. Cover those in the nursing homes. Cover those in the hospitals. In the blood of Jesus. Heal right now, God. In the name of Jesus. Heal today, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Cover this region. Cover this earth. Men, women, boys, and girls all over the earth. And Lord, I'm asking you today, cover that lady that called me today and prayed for me today. Cover Jacqueline today. In the mighty name of Jesus, cover her family and cover her husband. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for healing my brother. I thank you for healing my family. I thank you today, God. And I thank you for your word. I yet I see him for setting us free, Lord. And I thank you for pulling down strongholds. I thank you for turning walls down. I thank you that no weapon formed against us will ever prosper. In the name of Jesus, I give you glory. Hallelujah. And I give you praise, Lord. I praise you now. I praise you from the rooftop. I I praise you today, and I give you glory, Lord, and I give you praise today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Those that's in intensive care units, God, I ask you to place your hand on them. Just touch them right now, Lord, and heal them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Those behind prison walls, those in penal institutions, heal right now, God. Touch them right now, God. Heal them right now. Deliver them right now. Set them free right now, God. In the name of Jesus. And we bind every witch. We bind every witch. We bind every warlock. In the name of Jesus, we bind every psychic. I'm asking you right now to send fire down, Lord, and burn them up from the top of their head to the sole of their feet. Burn them, Lord. That's what the word says. Suffer a witch not to live. In the name of Jesus, suffer them not to live, God. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. We thank you today. We thank you, God. We thank you for your grace. And we thank you for your mercy today. We thank you for food and raiment. We thank you for every little thing that you do, Lord. And we don't take it for granted because it's not little. It's a miracle, God. And in the name of Jesus, these are miracles, God. And in the name of Jesus, I don't take it for granted. And in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing me today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for healing me today, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for touching my heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for strengthening me, God. Thank you for putting the words in my mouth. In the name of Jesus, because I want the words in my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. My Redeemer, hallelujah. I give you praise, hallelujah. And I give you glory. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we give you praise today. Touch everyone, God, upon my voice, upon the sound of my voice. Touch every member of this ministry, God. Touch them right now. Bless them right now. Heal right now. Deliver right now. Cover right now. All of my children, all of my grandchildren, all of my great-grand. Keep them all covered, Lord, and under the blood. Keep them covered, Lord, and let the blood, in the name of Jesus, just pour over them, Lord, and in the name, just wash them in the blood. Cleanse them in your blood, God, and in the name of Jesus, have a seat and saturate them in the blood of Jesus. In the name of, let them walk like they got carrying the blood and been cleansed in the blood. Let them talk, Lord, and like they've been cleansed in the blood. In the name of, just touch them right now, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I ask you to bless every enemy. Bless those that say all kind of spitefully words to misuse me, God. Bless them, Lord, with the blessing they stand in need of, Lord. Bless them, Lord, and forgive them and for what they said and done against me, God. In the name of Jesus, just bless my enemy. In the name of Jesus. And I'll be careful, Lord, and we'll be careful to give you praise, and we'll be careful to give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. I just thank and praise God for each one of you. I thank and praise God for you all listening today, for you being in the service today. I thank God today. I don't take it for granted. You could go on somebody else's radio broadcast or somebody else's line. I don't take this for granted. I don't care how many people on here. Long as I'm doing what God say do, I'm going to do it. I don't care what it takes because I know what God told me to do. I know what he called me to do, and I'm going to be doing it. And I thank God for each one of you, you and you. So I don't want to hold you, but I thank God for you today. I've had myself a good time because I can breathe. I can talk. My heart ain't hurt. My chest ain't hurt. It ain't palpitating. It ain't flaring or whatever it was doing all night long. But I thank God that I'm healed, spirit filled, sickness and disease is far from me in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you for everyone on this radio broadcast, the ones that's listening in the name of Jesus. Just bless them. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power, both now and forever. Amen. Now, tomorrow at 7:30 or 6:30 your time, we're going to have a minister's training class. That's the people that don't need that, you don't have to get on. You know, you don't have to come on, the ones that don't need the training. But the ones that need training for the ministers and the prophets class, please come on so we can, it won't be about a half an hour, and then we'll do it on Mondays, and I'm going to send you some information. I'm going to scan it today or tomorrow and send it to you like I did before, email it to you so you can just keep up with the things that I'm saying. So if you don't need it, it's good, you know, and I thank God for each one of you. But God bless you all, and I just thank you all for listening. God bless you. I love you. You all have a good rest of the evening. Amen. Have a good day.
Amen.
Amen.